We've been reading this fantastic new book, Just Another Day at the Office. It's basically a collection of stories, really witty ones, about cubicle culture, all the funny, frustrating bits.
Yeah, it really shines a light on it. And our mission today, sort of, is to give you a taste of this fictional company, ATS Corporation.
Right, ATS. We want to show you the humor, those moments where you just nod because, yep, you've been there. But without spoiling the good parts, the endings.
Exactly. Because it's not just about ATS, is it? It's about those things you see in offices, well, everywhere.
You'll find yourself recognizing things, definitely. Or maybe just wondering how anything gets done.
It's kind of a shortcut, actually, to understanding all those unspoken rules, the weird challenges of office life today.
Okay, so let's unpack some of these. I mean, where to start? How about the meetings? Meetings that make absolutely no sense.
Oh, yeah, like the weekly sync at ATS. Picture this. The VP is, what, 40 minutes late?
40
Regularly.
minutes, and while everyone's waiting or pretending to listen, they're booking flights, ordering shoes.
Someone's ferret even shows up on camera.
A ferret. And the big takeaway, the action item from the last meeting, turns out it never existed.
Right. And the solution proposed, not to fix the problem, but
To plan a pre-meeting,
to then plan a meeting series.
to eventually create a plan. It's wow.
It captures that inefficiency so well, doesn't it? Where just having the meeting feels like work, even if nothing happens. It's funny, but also kind of insightful.
Totally. Anyone who sat through that meeting gets it. And speaking of things that make you wonder, the book gets into corporate jargon.
Ah, the power of buzzwords.
Exactly. The presentation's just full of empty phrases like extensible portals to realize virtual e-commerce potential.
Or cross-functionally optimized blockchains, stuff that sounds impressive but means nothing.
Pretty much nothing to most people, yeah. Except the execs, who seem to love it.
It makes you think, though, doesn't it? What's that language really for? Is it about sounding smart or maybe hiding that there isn't much of a plan?
Good question. And it's not just the words, it's the weird formalities too, like the obsession with the CC order on emails to
Oh,
VPs.
that part was hilarious. Whose name came first was all about seniority. Cause actual drama behind the scenes.
Shows how much weight these little kind of arbitrary customs can have in an office.
Definitely. So you've got pointless meetings, confusing jargon.
Yeah.
What about when they try to make things fun or better with official policies?
Oh, right, policy's gone wild. This is where it gets truly absurd sometimes. Take your pet to work day. Sounds nice, right?
In theory, at ATS, total chaos.
You had chewed network cables. Someone found ferret droppings in the cookie box.
Ticks, a tick infestation. And wasn't there a dog involved in an HR complaint?
Yes, it ended with pets ban, obviously, and a company meeting getting derailed because a beagle swallowed a crucial thumb drive.
You just can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
Or, well, maybe you can, but it feels so real. And what about the no scent policy?
Meant to deal with someone's overpowering cologne, right? But then it just revealed, let's say, the more natural spectrum of office aromas.
Yeah. It shows how even well-meaning rules can just go completely sideways if you don't think them through, especially with, actual people involved.
It's like a mirror to human nature messing up the simplest plans. But it's not all just crazy policies and bad meetings. The book really nails the everyday stuff too, the things individual employees deal with. Like being asked to train your own replacement when you know layoffs are coming.
Yeah, that's heavy. Or navigating stack ranking. Where they rank everyone against each other. It touches on that real desire we all have, though, for fair pay, for recognition, even in a place that's got all these quirks, but still somehow, builds important stuff.
That's the thing. All these stories, the politics, the jargon, the HR nightmares, they feel so familiar, don't they?
Absolutely.
This book, it's more than just funny stories. It's genuinely a great way for you listening to maybe understand the weird dynamics in your own workplace a bit better.
Yeah, it helps you see the patterns, maybe even handle the absurdity a little better.
It really is like holding up a mirror to how we all function inside these corporate structures. And sometimes, laughing about it is the best way to get through the day.
It really is. Sometimes you just have to laugh.
So we absolutely recommend picking up a copy of Just Another Day at the Office. Seriously, if you work in an office, have ever worked in one, or even just wonder what goes on in them,
You should read it. It's essential. And honestly, it's really funny, too.
it'll make you laugh and it'll make you think. Think about your own experiences at work. How much of this sounds familiar?
Right. And what does that mean for how you handle your own just another day at the office? Something to chew on.